On that day, the day of judgment, many will stand in his presence, and Jesus will say, you have been successful, but you were a successful failure. The two words are oxymorons, right? You are successful in the priorities you set, but the one I set, you failed.
Hello, Saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
All right, turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 6. We will continue with our series of lessons on the 12 revelations for supernatural living. 12 revelations for supernatural what? Living. Today is part 4, and we will be focusing today's lesson primarily on the revelations on prosperity in salvation. Before we do that, I want to recap a few things, and we'll flow. We said that prosperity is not an addition to salvation, but it is covered in salvation. In the book of Romans 8, verse 32, the scripture teaches us, he says, "If God did not spare his own son, but gave him to us, how shall he not also with him," and with Jesus, "give us" what? "All things." Most of the time, believers think that they are not prosperous. It is simply because of a misunderstanding of what kingdom prosperity is all about. According to Jesus, what did he say kingdom prosperity is all about? How do you attain it? He says you must seek first what? His kingdom and his righteousness. And then all other things shall be what? Added unto you. Today, that is where we're going to start from. We're all going to read together Matthew chapter 6. We will look at verse 33. Before Jesus made this statement, he actually talked about the idea that there are many people who worry about what they will eat, what they will wear, what they will drink, and so on. And then he reminded them, he said, it's only the heathen, the pagans, the unbelievers, people who are not in the kingdom. They are the ones who worry about these things. But if you are in the kingdom, you are not supposed to worry about them. Are you with me? But then he tells us what we ought to be worried about. And that is in Matthew 6:33. So let's all read together. Ready? Read. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you." He says, all these things will be what? All these things. What are those things? What we'll eat, what we'll wear, what we'll drink, the thing, what we will drive, all that. He said, those things will be provided. In other words, it's an addition. It is something that you don't have to work for. Let me make a statement. Things ought not to become your pursuit. Amen. He said, things ought not to become what? Your pursuit. You will go to work, you will work and make money and buy them, but they ought not to become your primary focus, what you are going after in life. Now, I wanted you to notice how Jesus begins with setting a priority. Notice the words in there. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these," what we will eat, what we will drink, what we will wear, and so on, he said, "it shall be added unto you." Now, in the next several weeks, I will take this verse apart. Today, I want to take only one word from it. And is the word first. Everybody say first. Come on, let's say that again. First. First presupposes that there are many other things. But the first then becomes the highest among many things. Are you with me? It gives us an idea of priorities. Everybody say priorities. Now, what I want you to see is how Jesus is talking about kingdom prosperity, doing well, and he begins that talk with setting a priority. Any successful person in life would tell you that until you set priorities and establish them and live by them, you would never be successful. It will be a matter of lottery for you. You're trying things to see which one will work. You must set priorities. Everybody say, I must set priorities. So the first rule of thumb in the kingdom, whenever we talk about success, is to set priorities. But the truth is, you cannot set just any priority. Okay, let's put it this way. I remember it took me 9 years to get my doctorate degree. Nine. You might think it's because I am not that good. No, it's because we're having babies, church has begun, so many things were going on, so I took it slowly. But there was this instructor. Anytime I wrote a paper, it did not matter how, whatever I put on the paper, it came back with an F. So one day I got angry and I wrote a letter to the dean and I requested that I'm going to have a meeting because I don't think I'm that smart, but I'm not stupid either. So it can't always be an F. Something is not right. So we sat down and we began to talk. And he told me that anytime I wrote a paper, I came from the spiritual angle. But this is an academic institution. And the paper had to be approached from the academic standpoint. He had a point, didn't he? But then I reminded him, as much as it is an academic institution, it is also supposed to train pastors. So suppose I was not already a pastor, you were going to take spiritual things out of me. Because all you are going to do is to focus. Now, even though I can argue my case out, the truth is I deserve the F. Because in that paper, he stated it clearly. Please make sure you support it with secular information, and I ignored it because I thought I knew the scriptures. I was going to show him the scriptures, and I got an F. It is very easy to set a priority that has nothing to do with the one who is leading you. God has his own priority. We can set our own, and you might have an F. If you work in a company and your supervisor set priorities for you, but you decide that it doesn't look nice, so you are also going to set your own priority, and everybody around you will say, oh, that was really good, man. You were doing awesome. On the day you do your eval, you will fail. Why? Because you set your own what? Priorities. On that day, the day of judgment, many will stand in his presence and Jesus will say, you have been successful, but you were a successful failure. The two words are oxymorons, right? You are successful in the priorities you set, but the one I set, you failed. And so you will notice that in the verse we read, Matthew chapter 6, Jesus set the priority for everybody in the kingdom. What is supposed to be the priority? He says, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. Period. Anything outside that is irrelevant. And many believers today are certain things, but they will get an F, like I did. Because you are not following instructions. Don't let nobody talk you into the fact that, oh, you are good at this. Make sure that is what God has said for you. Else you'll get an F. People will say you did good. But when you stand before him, he will tell you, I don't know you. And that is why he said, on that day, many will say, we cast out devils in your name. We did this in your name. Why? Because they understand that it has to be in his name, in what he has said. As long as it's outside that, you failed. Turn to the person sitting next to you and tell them, don't be a successful failure. I know it doesn't sound like good English, but you get the point. Do you? Don't be a what? A successful failure. You are successful in the eyes of men, but before God, you are a failure. I pray that you will not live your life like that. Amen. So Jesus said, anytime you want to be successful in life, it has to begin with a priority. People in business know that. People who are CEOs know that. If I didn't have a priority, many people would have set me off course. Some people will come, Pastor, we have to go this way. As soon as they leave, the next group, we've been praying and fasting. And after the fast, oh, we sense God. We have to go that way. Then somebody will call from somewhere. He said he's a prophet. And he's been praying with one of the churchmen. The Lord has led him. And you have to go this way. There are three. Which one should I take? But because I set priorities, I respectfully listen to everything you say. But if none of those things fit into my priority, I have to put it on the back burner. Respectfully. Oh, we told him, but he didn't take it. It doesn't fit my priority. Are you here with me today? Yes, sir. And today, I want to show you. Jesus said, if you will make it in life, you must have a priority. If you make it in life, you must have what? Okay, now let's try and understand the word priority. The word priority simply means anything you consider of the highest value, all right? Or simply the first among others, all others. The first among all others. And the only reason you consider the first among all others is because it's the most important thing. The most important thing. Or simply, it is the principal thing where you place your primary focus. It means all the other things are fine, but you will not focus on the other things, but the very thing you call a priority. And if I ask you to set a priority, you will notice that your priorities are different from mine. Agreed? But because we are in the kingdom, we have to have the same priority. And that is why Jesus is setting that priority. How do we establish priorities? Now, kids, I want to show you. If you don't set priorities, people will cut their head. They will cut their head into half and ask you to follow. Are you with me? If you don't set priorities, some kid who is wayward would want you to be wayward. But I think you agree by now, you cannot do what every other kid does. Do you agree? It happens only because you set what? Priorities. Something of the highest value. You said, this is the most important thing. Even as a husband and wife, you need to have what? Priorities. Else people will suck your money dry. Where do you put your money? What is your priority? Those things are important. How do we do that? We establish priorities by ranking things in our lives by order of importance. Ranking them. In other words, you look at, okay, when I look at all these four things here, for example, which one is more important? And you rank them, number one, number two, number three, number four. So if I take four important things and I rank them number one to four, which one becomes the priority? Which one becomes the priority? Number one. Even though number four is important, it's only number one that becomes the priority. Are you guys with me? All right. And we must learn to do so by determining which of this is important to us and then focus your time, your energy, everything on that. If you don't set priorities, people will shift your priorities. Let me give you an example of a student who is learning to go take maybe a license exam or something. The night before you write the exam, somebody shows up and they have something else for you to read other than whatever goes towards the exam. Which one would you take? Because whatever they brought is important too. Huh? It's your priority that determines where your energy must go. You would tell the person respectfully, what you brought is good. You're asking me to read this book, fine. Let me finish my exam. When I'm done, I'll read it. If you are able to reject your actual books towards your exam, and you go and read that book out of respect for them or acceptance, it means you don't have a priority. It shows us if you don't have a priority, you will simply accept anything. Your priorities will let you know what to accept and what to reject. Are you here with me? Right. I pray that God will help us. I said, I pray that God will help us. Our success boils down to the issue of how well we use our time. Establishing priorities is critical to effective time management. If you don't set priorities, something will happen. So number one, priorities will help us to avoid distractions. There are many things that come around, they are simply what? Distractions. Jesus is saying, if you are going to be able to live in this kingdom, you must have a priority. He defines the priority. But before we go to that priority, let's talk about priorities itself. If you learn in life to set priorities, you'll be able to avoid all kinds of distractions. Are you here with me? Else, many things will what? Will distract you. And you realize later on that you are not managing your time the right way. Modern life is a constant bombardment of voices, ideas. When you wake up one day, how many voices speak to you? Many voices. If you don't have a priority, one of these voices will sway you. Voices, ideas, opinions, causes, expectations from people in every degree of life, all vying for your time and your attention. Sometimes my kids will say, Daddy, won't you pick up your phone? I said, it's my phone. I determine when to pick it up and when not to. The fact that it is ringing does not mean I should pick it up. If you set priorities in life, you must be able to ignore something like that. Some of us, as soon as the phone, hey, where's my phone? Because you don't have a priority. So people can just chime in on your time and waste your time. Are you following me, kids? There's a reason for which I wanted you to stay. I want you to learn something. You must set a priority. You learn to do it right now, you grow with it. If you don't learn to do it right now, when you become old, your life will be about achi achi alokoto. Your life will be lottery. You are trying things to see which one will work. No. Set the priority. Follow the course. If it doesn't work, ask yourself why they did not work. And keep working at it until it works. Are you here with me today? It is important. Some of the voices that speak to us are worthwhile. And they deserve our attention. But most of it does not. How do we tell the difference? This is where establishing priorities come in. Without clear priorities, we run the danger of wasting precious time. Lesson number two, write it down. Knowing your priorities will help you to evaluate the voices pulling at you and identify those that are important. I am very careful which book I read, especially if it is a Christian book. Forgive me, I love and respect all the modern people, but I read most of the time writers who wrote. Sometimes when I even mention some of their names, you realize some pastors don't know. How many of you have heard of F.H. Borham? He was an English teacher, but he used his literature and wove scripture through it. And he challenges you with it. Because the modern day people, all we want is two sentences. The beating. man, that thing is firing. No, I want someone who can theologically challenge my thinking. There are books I don't waste my energy reading them because there's nothing in there. Knowing your priorities will help you to evaluate the voices. Which podcast are you listening to? Which TikTok? Which YouTube? Facebook adults? Which video are you watching on WhatsApp? WhatsApp. That was what I was looking for. You listen to it, and after that, you realize your whole mind has been, they have just shifted you off your priorities. I remember one time somebody asked me, Pastor, you don't seem to have fun in your life. I said, who, me? I said, no, I have real fun. It's you who don't. If you have not tasted Kobe burger, you would also always say chicken burger tastes better until you try Kobe burger. And you know that chicken burger is no match where I come from. Are you with me? In other words, you only know what you know because it's the only thing you have tasted. But when you look at the other alternatives and you have tested other things, you look at it and said, that is nothing compared to what I know. That was the answer I gave to the guy. I said, go think about it. He said, but Pastor, do they have COVID? I said, because you haven't made one, make one and try it. There are many voices that are pulling us all over. Political voices. Do you realize that there is a rush? Everybody wants to have a group. Facebook group, WhatsApp group, YouTube group, YouTube group, this group, that group. Why is it all happening at the same time? You don't call it a trend from heaven, because in God's order of things, he never calls a committee. He calls a committed person and surround him with people. You must understand what God does. So you are in 20 of them, and they are wasting all your money because you always have to pay dues on all fronts. And then you go back to God and tell him, I don't have money. You are the one wasting your own money because you have allowed many voices to pull you around because you don't have a priority. I put most of my money into the kingdom because that's my priority. Are there other things I support? Yes, because it's also equally good. But when I rank them, the kingdom is number one. That thing is number four. Are you with me today? It is important we learn this. Is everything that is good right? But is everything that is right good? Come on. You can't answer me? Is everything good, correct, or right? Is everything right good? Yes. Priorities are the only thing that helps you to differentiate between the good and what is right. The kingdom of God is right. It's the right priority. Church is good, but it is not always right, depending on which church and what the people are churching about. Today, I will unchurch you. And I want to kingdom you. Are you getting it? If you set priorities, you will be able to distinguish between the... Come on. And the... I didn't say bad. I said the good and the right. Because good and bad, we all know. My problem is not with the bad, because it can easily be seen. My problem is how the good sometimes make itself like the right and waste your time. I had a conversation with a guy who has an organization that I wanted to see how we could work with him so we can participate and feed people. But then after I listened to everything he had to say, he said, we feed them and then we let them go. I said, pause. You feed them and you let them go. He said, yes. I said, you don't even introduce Christ to them when the opportunity presents itself. He says, no. I said, all right, we'll keep our money. Well, we'll look elsewhere. Because it is good, but not right. If I feed you, I should earn the right at least to say Jesus loves you. Are you with me? Some of you are being pulled into all kinds of things, and they are good. But it is not the right priority that Christ Jesus wants us to have. Are you with me today? Not all priorities are correct. Lesson number 3. Knowing your priorities will help you to distinguish the right from the good. Lesson number 4. Knowing the correct priority helps you to pursue life with confidence and no fear of later regret. Because you know you are doing the right thing, you are not afraid that you will regret later. There are people who say, oh, I'm not sure if this heaven and hell thing does exist. When I was 9 years old, going to 10 years old, I died. And I came back to life. And I can tell you, it is real. It is what? When you know the right priority, there is nothing like later regrets. You are doing it, and you know you are doing the right thing. If the kingdom of God is first, I want to tell you, you will never, at any day or at any time, regret it. Jesus said we must have a prior. Come on, Jesus said we must have a prior. Let me end with this statement. Anything you prioritize, you will always pursue. Anything you prioritize, you would what? There are some things we are pursuing. And even though we have not sat down to prioritize them, but deep in your heart, that's what is important to you. That's why you pursue it. So if you don't like it, sit down and set the priority straight. Jesus said the priority is just his kingdom and his righteousness. Amen.
Thank you for listening to another Kingdom Impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland. To interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.